Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things, is you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, feeder cattle came under pressure earlier in the day yesterday, even before corn prices began rising substantially. The weakness was compounded as stops were triggered, resulting in Katy bar the door selling. This put pressure on live cattle, dispelling some of the hope of steady futures until cash activity develops this week. With the sharp rise of corn futures, there's concern feedlots may be willing to part with cattle for steady money rather than hold out another week. The jury is still out on that, but widespread bids are offered. Were not posted yesterday. Hogs were resilient, though, turning away for the initial pressure that spilled over from cattle, pushing up to close higher on the day. The exception was the February contract, closing lower due to spread at trading activity. The market scored a second day of higher cash, with prices on Tuesday's National Direct Afternoon Report gaining an impressive $1.37. The question is whether another day of higher cash will unfold. Over to the grains, weaker trade overnight across the three wheat markets with 7 to 9 cent losses present as most contracts give back a solid chunk of what they gained the previous day. Yesterday, wheat markets were able to shake the losses of the last several occasions and to trade with corn and soybeans for a change, but the grains were much more muted than their row crop counterparts. Slightly weaker trade overnight in corn futures as bulls take a breather from the surge in prices yesterday. It's undeniable that the soy complex has been driving ag sector strength of late, but Tuesday, corn decided to really get on board with the March contract, hitting limit up by about a point. The drier forecast still seemed to be at the heart of the buying, although comments from ag ministers in Brazil seemed to add validity. In Parana, the ag minister said its first crop corn production would be down 2.4 million tons. Mixed to higher trade in the complex, soy complex overnight, but hanging close to yesterday's settlement for most contracts, while soybean oil adds another percentage point. The future is coming up in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. February live cattle down $1.10 yesterday, 137.82. April down $1.52, 142.67. January feeder cattle down $3.57, 162.67. March down $3.17, 166.35. February hogs down 97 cents, 80.15. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, March down 5 cents, 7.99. Maize down 4 and 3 quarters, $8. Chicago wheat, March down 4 and 3 quarters, 7.65 and a quarter. May down 4 and a quarter, 7.69 and a quarter. March corn unchanged, 609 and a half. May down a quarter penny, 609 and a quarter. March soybeans up 6 and a quarter at 13.96. The May is up 6 and a quarter cents at 14.04. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.